Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty Jesus. mighty, mighty Yeshua, mighty, mighty Jehoshua. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. What a good God. What a great God. Hallelujah, we serve. He is so awesome. He is so great. He is so good. And we are grateful for his love and his mercy. Hallelujah, that endure forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. I hope everyone can hear me fine tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty, mighty Jesus. Mighty Lord, mighty God. Hallelujah. Who is awesome to be in worship, because you deserve all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. Thank you, sister. Praise you, mighty Lord. Amen. Praise you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, welcome to another Bible study. Amen. Another Tuesday night. Thank you, Lord. Our God is good, and we're here because we are grateful of his love and his mercy that he has for us. Thank you, Lord, in which he teaches us and prepare us to come home to heaven. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray for those that are having difficult time logging in tonight. Lord, help them to log in tonight in Jesus' name. Send billions and trillions of words, angel, archangel, Lord. Mighty Lord, mighty God. Hallelujah. Help your people to log in. Cover everyone with your blood in your holy fire. Send billions of trillions of words, angel. Around my brothers and sisters, who are my home, Lord, our family. In Jesus' name, cover us and protect us with your hedge of protection and your wall of fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. I know that we are very close to be going home. Hallelujah. The less people I see logging in and listening, the more I know we are closer. Because it's what the Lord showed me years ago, that when the time will come for us to be going home, he gave me that as a sign. You will have very little people following your ministry. Amen. And since he's always right, he's at the right hand of Father. Hallelujah. I always look to what he has shown me, what he has revealed to me, because he's always right. He's always right. Praise the Lord. I've known the Lord for so many years now, and he has always been right with everything. Accurate 100%. He never is wrong. He knows every heart, every mind. My brother and my sister, thank you, Lord. When Peter said that he would not deny him, that he was willing to die for him, he told him that he would deny him three times. Hallelujah. We saw the chicken crow, which it's early in the morning. What was it, 5 o'clock? So it's early in the morning. And Peter had denied the Lord three times. Praise the Lord. So it tells you that it doesn't matter the time. It's just he knows everything. And he knows who will stick around, who will be there. Amen. We're coming together in his name for his purpose, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. I'm looking forward to what Jesus even showed me the other night. There will be thousands of people coming home together. Amen. So no matter what, we're looking forward to his promise. Amen. Tonight we are in Daniel chapter 9, is where our Bible study will be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The 70 weeks that Israel will find themselves down in Babylon, my brother and sister, and God said through the prophet Jeremiah first and then Daniel that it will be for 70 weeks that they will be there. Hallelujah. 70, praise you, Lord, years. 70 years, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 70 years that they will be down in Babylon. Down because whenever you find yourself in regard to being led there by sin and disobedience, you're down. But whenever you're close to God, you're up. That's why going to Jerusalem was going up. Coming close to God is coming up. Going down to sin is going down. Thank you, Lord. Sins will always bring you down. Righteousness will always bring you up. Remember that. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to touch on that tonight. Thank you, Jesus, by the word of God. And by the, hallelujah, the confirmation of truth, the witness of truth, where a matter is settled. Shalom, Sister Luna. Welcome. Thank you, Lord. Daniel chapter 9. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help us and teach us. Thank you, Lord, because we need it. We need it so much. Amen. Daniel 9 says, I love to play an audio also, because hallelujah, of the Bible, Bible insisted, and then explain it. I like to take that form, that step. Thank you, Lord, because it helps so much to explain things and understand. And I'll play an audio. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's never too late. Bible study. Remember that if you have questions on the Bible study, while we're doing the Bible study, you may ask the question. I usually, unless it's a prophetic night where I have a word from the Lord, is where I tend to just go into the word of the Lord. Because remember, I don't want to forget not a word of what the Lord has said to me while I'm giving a prophecy. And I apologize to Sister Regina because she was going to come, I believe, Sunday night to sing, and I totally forgot. I just kept on with the message my brother insisted. And there is, I'm always being careful that I bring everything the Lord wants me to bring. And that's why sometimes I'm so focused on just bringing what the Lord has given me that I forget other things. And that's why I apologize, because I know that I will forget if I got something important to give, because I just want to put out the word that the Lord has given me. It's such a responsibility. I don't know if some of you understand the responsibility you have when God gives you something to give, to say to the people, and you just want to be obedient and just give it, my brother and my sister, under that fear of God, because we know it's God's word, God's message, and we have to give it. And it comes with such a great responsibility in our heart, my brother and sister. But here's Daniel 9 audio. I'll be back after this. Thank you, Lord.
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make request by prayer and supplications, with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made confession, and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. Neither have we heeded your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings and our princes, to our fathers, and all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us, shame of face, as it is this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and all Israel. Those near and those far off in all the countries to which you have driven them, because of the unfaithfulness which they have committed against you. O Lord, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your law and has departed so as not to obey your voice. Therefore the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us and against our judges who judged us by bringing upon us a great disaster. For under the whole heaven such has never been done as what has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore the Lord has kept the disaster in mind and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all the works which he does, though we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and made yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned. We have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I pray, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are a reproach to all those around us. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications. And for the Lord's sake, cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. Now, while I was speaking, praying, and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said,
Oh, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. At the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Brother Daniel interceded for his people. As we interceding for Israel, Jerusalem, they've been having riots now for weeks. And it's not ceasing. It's just getting worse every day. And the Bible encourages us in Psalm 122 to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that those that will pray for Jerusalem will be blessed, my brother and sister. And so we want to be obedient and pray for them. Remember the people of Israel, the promise of God over their lives, over their land, and the promise of God over our lives too, my brother and sister. God's going to bring them to pass. The first year, Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, King Darius, it means in the Persia and Greek, meaning maintain possession of wealth. Okay, great and powerful Persian emperor that reigned in 521 to 486 before Christ, who transformed his territory by building roads, introducing standards and measuring system. So he's very known for the change he brought there in Babylon, my brother and sister, 521 years before Christ. It's what he is according to this date, which I don't agree with the date, though, because the Jewish people came back into the land, and then Jesus came back. It was 70 years. That God said it will be done in Babylon. So I don't know how the calendar of God don't agree with the calendar of man. So I go with the calendar of God. So in the first year, Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the seed of the Medes, who was the king over the realms of the Chaldeans. And noting whom the Chaldeans are. Look at the word used. The realms of the Chaldeans. My brother and sister, it's a word used in the black magic community, in the evil community. Okay, the realms, because that's how they identify the different group and the different kings and queens. This man, long time ago, this man of God was praying to go to a certain city, and the Lord revealed him that in every single city in the world, they are king and queen in the spirit who the city pertain to. So in another word, when you pray to go evangelize somewhere, remember that in the spiritual realm, there's a queen, a king and a king and an army that are below him under their command to try to keep God's servants and the people to do the will of God in that city, my brother insisted. So the Chaldeans are in that realm. Fallen ones are in that realms, my brother insisted. And God mentions that in the word, and if you read it quickly, you will miss what God is saying to us. Again, Daniel 9:1. Okay, the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the seed of the Medes, who was king over the realms of the Chaldeans. Okay, he is king over the realms there, my brother and sister. So it is to say that this king of the realms began to reign there. And this is why now the Jewish people, Daniel and the Jewish people, are going to have a very difficult time there, my brother and sister. And it's like going to the Middle East today. There are different realms that pertain to different principalities. And if the Lord is not leading you there, you may find yourself having the harder time there. Just going there and meeting with people. Remember, Gigi Avila, the Lord sent him to the Dominican Republic in one of his testimony. And they in our island, they make this wonderful white cheese that is so difficult to explain it unless you can go in person and buy yourself a pound of cheese and taste it. You are going to love it. I remember eating it when I was growing up. And he was from Puerto Rico, a different island. He wanted to taste, like, eat some of that cheese that I ate before when he had traveled there. The Lord had told him to fast, that to go into the island but be fasting, because he was going to confront opposition, principality there, in which he, you know, he said it was in the beginning of his ministry. He still needed more knowledge about these things. And to make the story long short, he ate some cheese, he loved it, but then he felt like a hand choking him. And he was having the hardest time of his life fighting this demon, this principality. My brother and sister, that hand choking his life. And it was such a great teaching that the Lord allowed him to go through it, because we need to be guided by the Lord. He will guide you through the truth. Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, we need to be led. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. So again, who was the king over the realms of the Chaldeans? And remember what we said about the Chaldeans. Oh, not what we said. I'm sorry to use that language. What the prophet Isaiah says about the Chaldeans. Okay? And I'm going to go ahead and post that verse of Isaiah in the chat room about the Chaldeans. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible study, we study God's word. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And we are learning, take everything into prayer, my brother and sister. But I tell you, it is a blessing when we learn the God's word. It is just a blessing, and it's going to help us so much in our own walk with the Lord. And that's what it's all about. You know, are you learning? Are you growing? Because the Lord teaches us, and if we pay close attention to Him, we will grow, we will mature, it will be such a blessing, my brother and sister. And this is what God says about the Chaldeans in Isaiah 23:13, behold, the land of the Chaldeans, these people was not, till the Assyrian found it for those who dwell in the wilderness, they set up tower thereof, they raised up palaces thereof, and he brought it to ruin. Okay? When God tells you that they're not, okay, then you have to pray first about it. Seek God, fast and pray. Every time someone asks, Brother Elby, I don't understand this or that, I say fast and pray. Because remember the brother, or several brothers, but one of them was, he will read the Bible and not understand it. And he contacted me, he emailed me about this, and I said, but listen, okay, let me pray about it. And as I pray, what I was led to tell him was to fast and pray 3 days and then read the Bible after he would be fasting and prayer. Because he had never actually done a fasting like this, because churches don't teach about fasting. They tell people to pray but not fast, okay? And if they do fasting, they totally do it different than what the Word of God says. Recommend is without food and without water, and God will sustain you. Don't be afraid of fasting. When you say to the Lord, I'm going to fast 3 days, 3 nights without food and water, to the Lord, and you ask Him to sustain you, like if you ate food, you are going to have a marvelous experience with the Lord. because he will sustain you. I had days of fasting with, I felt like I ate. I had so much strength and energy during it, which is different than when you say, I'm going to fast tomorrow, and then you're all tired, you're all beat. You know, then asking the Lord, presenting a fasting to the Lord before you fast, you pray. Days, weeks before you present a three-day fasting, you go to the Lord and say, Lord, I would like to do a fasting, let's say next month, 3 days. Lord, I need you to sustain me. Give me the strength, Lord, the energy I need during that fasting. And you will be surprised. If you pray every day until you go ahead and go into your 3 days of fasting with no food, no water, he will sustain you. He will give you the strength and health to do it. And you will have energy like you never known before. He will sustain your stomach. A brother, because brother says, I used to get so much pain when I fasted, Brother Elvie. I said, well, present your fasting to the Lord before you do it. Pray for days. Ask the Lord to sustain you during that fast, to give you the strength of health. And he did, and he says, he was surprised. The first fasting he had, no pain in his stomach, no sickness. It was like he was not even, like he was even eating, but he was not eating at all. No food, no water. And God sustained him during the fasting. He finished his fasting, still having a lot of strength, good health, no pain at all. My brother, he was surprised. Surprise, surprise, surprise. He contacted me right away and said, Brother Elvie, wow, wow, wow. It was awesome. First time in my life I can say I fasted without having stomach pain, he said. He always has stomach pain because the devil will attack you during your fasting, okay? But when you ask the Lord before you fast, present it to the Lord and say, Lord, I would like to do these days. Guide me, lead me, Lord. I don't want to do it because I just want to do it. I want to do it because I want you to lead me, and I need you to do something special, Lord. And then the Lord would help you with that. Amen. Remember that that is the purpose of fasting. I share Isaiah 58, that God wants you to fast with a purpose. Okay? And the fasting that the Lord will ask us to do, where you won't evade, you don't argue, you know you're spending time with God, that's when you remain humble. Okay? Humble, humble, humble. If someone wants to argue with you while you're fasting, you refuse to. You keep your mouth quiet because you don't want to say anything offending. Because that's what the children of Israel did during the fasting. Okay? They punch even each other, the prophet says. When it's between you and God, it's between you and God. That's the way God wants it. My brother and my sister. Amen? So, King Darius was the son of the Asuerus, the seed of the Medes. Okay? Medes. Oh, man. I believe we touched on the history of the Medes, my brother and sister, and the reason why it is good to not ignore nothing from the Word of God, but consider everything the Word of God says. Because even some people don't look it up, don't study it. Okay? It says the Medes. Who's the Medes? Okay? Medes, 2 Kings 17:6, and then the 9th year, Hoshea, the king of Assyria, took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria. Listen, okay, look what who was the Medes? Okay, look who's the Medes, my brother and sister. Okay, in the 9th year, Hoshea, the king of Assyria, took Samaria, carried away Israel into Syria, placed them in Hala, the harbor by the river of Goshen, and the city of the Medes. Okay? This is what they were. They got imprisoned in the city of the Medes. So to say the least, it was like a high prison place. Okay? A prison to take a place to take the people prisoner to. Okay? Get an example. Okay? Not friendly people, wicked people. 2 Kings 18:11, the king of Assyria carried away Israel to Assyria and put them in Hala, harbor in the river of Goshen in the city of the Medes. Ezra 6:2, they were found Amasa in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, grow therein with the second that's written. So there you go. Why were they found there? Because they were stolen. Okay.
It gives you an idea who the maddest were. Not nice people, not friendly people. It's like a place of thief. Okay? Esther 1:19, and the king, and it pleased the king to let there go a royal command from him, let it be written among the law of the Persia and the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti not to come anymore to the king of Assyrus. Let the king give her a royal state to another, so it better than she. Okay? Look who's tied to the Medes, Queen Vashti. Queen Vashti. Okay? I'm sorry, not queen, former Queen Vashti. Who was Queen Vashti? Well, if you read the book of Esther, you have an idea who she was. My brother insisted. She refused to obey the command of the king. Disobedient. Would not submit. Bible says the woman submit to the men. Men respect the woman. Okay? She was not submissive. Very disobedient. Very prideful. Okay? I mean, of course God had to replace her because if she had to do with the marriage has to do with fallen angel. Okay? If there was fallen angel in her blood, you can imagine the problem that she was causing. So God had to replace her in order to save the children of Israel through Esther, one, and in order to establish justice, my brother and sister, because God is in control, not the devil, not the fallen angel, not the fallen Nephilim. This is why when people talk about fallen angel, they talk about them in a certain way that it makes people believe that they have any control of what's going down here, and they don't. God has total control is that God allows them certain things for them to do. Then Isaiah 13:17, behold, I will stir up the matters against them, which shall look what the kind of people God says. Okay, Isaiah 13:17, behold, I will stir up the matters against them, who should not regard silver as for gold, they should not delight in it. My brothers and sisters. Okay? And again, you go back to the history. You touch what you. If you start studying the history of the Chaldeans, the history of the Medes, you'll find out that the Chaldean and Medes were neighbors, lived together. God alone were like brothers. My brothers and sisters. Okay, think about it. Wicked, wicked, wicked people. Okay, but look at the nation coming together today in the last days. Who are joining hand? Well, Iran and Iraq. At one time they were fighting since the 80s, 70s. Now they're joining hand as one nation, Iran and Iraq. Didn't we fought 92, 91, all the way to 2000 something in Iraq? Yes, we did. And what are we getting? Nothing. Now Iraq and Iran are coming together. All the Medes, the Assyrians, the Libyans, Egypt, they're all becoming one, as it says in Psalm 83. They're forming a Tamu. They're forming a join. They have a word for it. I was listening on one of the Arab nations the other day. They put out so much information that, you know, I sat there and I see them talking about how they talk about against Israel, the nations. And to them, all these nations are great evil. Okay? But this Tamu, I forgot the name. There is a name they use where all the nations are coming together, and they're going to come together against Israel, against America and Israel. And that's what's been happening. And the Russians, of course, are saying, we'll join you. And the Chinese say, we'll join you. So then they have China, Russia, and they have formed the BRICS market. Okay? Joint United market. And, of course, all the Medes, Libyans, Syrians are joining, the Chaldeans, my brothers, that were known in those days. Today, they are only known as the Russians, Iran, Syria, Libya, Egypt, Pakistan, and so many more. My brothers and sisters, just so incredible. But they're told in the Word of God. Okay, who was the king over the realms of the Chaldeans? Virtue, the first year of reign, I, Daniel, came to understand by the book of the number of the year. according to the word of the Lord, the book of the number of the year. There is a book of the number of the year. If I ask people, can you talk to me about that book? First of all, it's the Bible. But God has always had books, my brother and sister. The book of the number of the years. The calendar, can say, of the Jewish people. Amen? That's supposed to be our calendar. Okay? And, yes, that word is the Psalm 83 word. War. Psalm 119 is where the calendar is of the Jewish people, which they follow, my brother and sister. Jeremiah 20:25, and all the king of Syria, and all the king of Elon, and all the king of the Medes, all the nations that are coming together in the last day to attack Israel, which is the Psalm 84:83. Look at all the king that the prophet Jeremiah prophesied. All the king of Syria, all the king of Elon, and all the king of the Medes, and all the king of the Medes, Russia was in there. That's where Russia came out of. Syria, Libya, Iran. My brother and sister. It is. And then, because the Chinese are also in Ezekiel 38 and 39, my brother and sister, and are included with the Russians, Chaldeans. Okay? And are included here with the Medes. The Chinese are included here with the Medes. Because the Bible says, God says to Jeremiah, all these kings, my brother and sister, nothing new under the sun, okay? And so when the Russians, even before they are formed, God has prophesied in the Chinese that that's the way they will come together in the last days. That's why they're joining hand now. They're becoming such a great united union. Navy, army, and so much more. Okay? Because God said it would happen. The word of God is not a man that he will lie. Okay? Jeremiah 51:11, to make bring the arrow, God the shield, the Lord has raised up the spirit of the king of the Medes. For his device is against Babylon to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of the temple. This verse alone has so much information of what's going to happen during the 7-year Great Tribulation. Remember, it's the day of vengeance of the Lord. The day of vengeance of the Lord. Okay? This is the Lord's second coming on the earth. He's coming to take vengeance upon his enemy, my brother and sister. Okay? The spirit of the king of the Medes. Remember that the Medes are all these kings joined together. Hallelujah. Make the bright arrow. Gather the shield. The Lord has raised up the spirit of the Medes. If I go into details here of what this verse is saying to us, some people will get really angry. Because they'll say, why? Because it says that the Lord has raised up the spirit of the Medes, and it has been the Lord, okay? You would have people say it's the devil, it's the Antichrist, but the Bible says the Lord. They give credit to the devil that belongs to God, because only God has this power. Only Jesus has this power. Jesus says to his disciple after the resurrection that the Father has given him all power in heaven and on earth. That's 100% accurate. What does the Lord do in the last days? The Lord raised up the spirit of the Medes. I just read to you, Jeremiah 25:25, that all these kings being raised coming together, that the Lord is raising the spirit of the Medes, are all coming together to be in one. They're going to come, my brother and sister. Again, this is why we tell people, we're not here to fight or if we disagreed, let's go back into the Word and study it together, because the Bible is so clear. This is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. what is going on in the Great Tribulation, second part of the Great Tribulation of the temple, what Paul says to the Thessalonians. The main sin goes to Israel to set in the temple of God, of God, as God. He's pretending to be a Messiah. He sets in the temple a Messiah, as God, my brother and sister. The Lord comes for vengeance. He raised the spirit of the king of Maris. Why is he raising the spirit of these kings that are so wicked and so evil? And there's so much harm to the children of Israel, have done so much wickedness and evil. It's because when God did this, when the Lord did this, my brother and sister, it was because the children of Israel have fallen into great disobedience, great sin. And I'm going to show you through Daniel 9. Okay? They sin, Daniel says. They sin. And sin will always lead for something evil to come up that people have no idea. All right, let's keep reading. Okay? And so according to the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet, he will spend 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. 70 years. Okay? I believe this word, remember we talked about the word being prophetic? The desolation that Jesus spoke in Matthew 24. Okay? And to get a good understanding, Matthew 24, again, we go there, my brother and sister, verse 15. Okay? And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken, now in the desolation here on Daniel 9 that Jesus is talking about, the word here is desolation. But here Daniel is not telling us why it is desolation. Jesus is revealing to us, our Lord, our Rabbi, our teacher, is revealing to us why it is desolation. At Jerusalem, because an abomination, a man, Obama, is coming to sit in that nation as king, as Messiah, as God. And that brings the desolation upon the land. My brother and sister, his plan is to destroy, desolation and destruction, destroy. He's bringing the desolation over any country, land. People will tell you that when he was in office in the United States for 8 years, has been the worst 8 years of history of the United States. United States had never been so poor. United States had never lost so much money. It had not been so badly represented than when he was in office in this country. My brother and sister, he gave about $9 trillion to Iran through lying and deceiving. No other president has ever done such a thing. He gave taxpayer money to a wicked, evil nation and weapon and all kinds of things. My brother and sister, he didn't seek Congress approval, nothing. He just went and did it. He abused his position. No other king has ever done such a thing. No other president has ever done since this nation been founded as a nation. Never, no other president has ever done such a thing or would dare to do such a thing. My brother and sister, he didn't went to jail for it. He didn't pay a price for what he did. He just went and did it and got away with it. When Bill Clinton committed adultery in the White House, he paid for it. My brother and sister, his shame was put out in the public. And what Obama did, everything he done, he had not been put in shame. He had not, nothing. He had not paid for anything he done to the people, my brother and sister, that he will spend 70 years in desolation in Jerusalem. Verse 3, I set my face to the Lord God, seeking by prayer and supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. How do you seek to know? How do you seek to understand? When you don't, hallelujah, when you don't know and you don't understand, when you hear me talking about these things, you say, Brother Lovie, I don't agree with you. And I say, I understand if you don't agree with me. Can you take it to the Lord in prayer and fasting, I would say? Can you do that? Okay? Because the Lord is always right. Well, I'm learning of him who is humble and meek of heart, so I can find peace for my soul, remember? So remember that if you cannot understand what I'm explaining, what I'm saying, if it's too hard for you, if it's too painful for you, if it's too difficult for you, go to the Lord Jesus in prayer and fasting and ask him to reveal to you. Remember when I share about Obama? This woman thought it was so, wow, kind of offending what I was saying years ago. She being a mighty prophet of the Lord, a great woman of God, that God speak to and reveal things to her. When she heard me on the Lord's Hour 7 years ago, she was kind of offended at what I was saying about Obama. And she was like, how can you speak about him this way? Is it because he's black or, you know? I said, no. It had nothing to do with race. It had nothing to do with that. It's you need to understand who he is, because Jesus told me more than once who he is and revealed to me who he is more than once. He took me when he was in office. Okay? Is that you need God to reveal it to you? She went in prayer, fasting and prayer to the Lord. Asking the Lord, I believe she might be listening tonight, asking the Lord to reveal him to her, my brother and sister. And the Lord took her into the Great Tribulation, took her into the Great Tribulation. She was watching CNN, his favorite channel, when he turned right on camera in CNN into an ugly, tall angel with wind, dark, completely black. Everybody watching CNN could not believe what they were watching live. Him revealing himself to the nation. And she came back crying like a baby. Oh, Lord, Brother Elvis is right. Brother Elvis is right. I seen him this way more than once. My brother insisted. Amen, Sister Wendy. She said I've seen him twice, who he is. Okay? So how can I exaggerate him? How can I say something that is not true about him when I can see more than what I share about him? More. I was afraid to share years ago so much the Lord was giving me about him. My brother and sister. But with the Lord's grace and humbleness of the Lord, meekness of the Lord, I've been able to share. Hallelujah. But it's been difficult for these years. Look at the people I had on the Lord's Hour that went away when I began to share these things. We had 30, 40, 50, 60 people in the chat room. When I began to share these things, they began to leave. Oh, this guy is crazy. Forget it. He's out there. He's gone. He don't know what he's talking about. They're gone. I lost so many brothers and sisters that we used to get along so much. We used to talk all the time. It was wonderful. But when I began to share these things, they left. They're gone. Never heard from them again. My brother and sister, brothers and sisters. And the Lord, that we knew each other for years. My brother and sister, it's just the way it is. When you share this mystery, a lot of people cannot handle them. So I advise people, go to the Lord in prayer. Ask the Lord for more. And I thank God for the sister. The Lord revealed to her. Hallelujah. But I tell you, not everyone will do so. So Jesus said about this man of sin that is going to set in the third temple, that when you therefore shall see the abomination and desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, who readeth? Let him understand, but here's the problem. Who reads and who understand? Because there's two things that Jesus said. Let him read, understand. One is a lot of people don't read God's word, don't read prophecy, don't like to get into prophecy, especially Daniel and Revelation. These are two books avoided by many Christians. Many pastors, many leaders, okay? So they don't read it. So how will they know if they don't read it? They don't seek understanding from God about it. So when they read from God, God will reveal them more so they can understand, because this is what it's all about. Do we understand what we're reading and what we are explaining? Because when it comes from God, we will understand. He will reveal it to us, and we will understand. And this is what happened with Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel wanted to know and understand God sent Gabriel to him to explain these things to him. Amen? Verse 4. And I pray unto the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and fearsome God, keeping the covenant mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandment. Yes, God is faithful. And God will even keep his side of the promise. Have you ever heard that? God keeping his side of the word, of his promise. It's for us. A lot of people worry about God keeping his promise. And they should be worrying about them keeping the promise to God. Keeping a life of righteousness and holy before him. That's what we need to worry about. Okay? The bride, Revelation 19, made herself ready. That's our job. We need to be focusing on cleansing the dirt, the sin that is in our life, confessing it to the Lord, asking the Lord to remove it with his blood every day. This is our job, our responsibility. The bride made herself ready. Amen. So a lot of people are concerned about God keeping his side of the word. No. Don't concern yourself about the Almighty. Concern about your life. Don't let the devil deceive you about that. My brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. So what do we say to God when we have sinned? They have made me sin, God? No. Jesus told me we don't do this. We don't pray this way. We take responsibility. This is what Daniel's doing. Brother Daniel here is taking responsibility. Okay? Call Belshazzar, Daniel. We have sinned. We. And it's okay for you to say to God in your household, we have sinned because you're blood related. God, my mother, my sons, my brother, my sister, we have sinned. God loves those prayers. When you know your family are not right with God, but you go to God and you say, God, we have sinned. You're interceding for your family. And you're presenting yourself, but you're also presenting them before him. Since God is having mercy on you, you want God also to have mercy on your family. And you say, God, we have sinned. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this teaching. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have revealed, even by departing from thy precept and from thy judgment. Judgment is the word that God has spoken as something for destruction to come. These are the words spoken by the prophet that Daniel said that they have departed from prophecy. Prophecy, my brother and sister, we have to be careful with prophecy. But it cannot be ignored and it cannot be rejected. It has to be brought in prayer. When someone say, thou sayest the Lord, this is what coming to our nation. Take it in prayer before the Lord. If it's in your spirit to reject the word, if you feel that you're listening to this prophet of the Lord, sister, brother, whoever it is, but in your spirit you're rejecting the word. In your heart you're rejecting the prophecy. Take it in prayer. Don't say he or she is a full prophet. Don't say that. We're not to be calling judgment on people or judging people, my brothers and sisters, which is calling judgment on their life. No, we don't do that. Okay? Mercy is our Lord, and mercy belongs to him. If the prophet says something that in your heart and spirit you're rejecting, take it into prayer and stop listening. Okay, you heard it, stop listening to the prophet. Because you could be, it can have you grieving in a certain way. You know, one thing the older prophet used to say, if this is not for you, don't worry about it. This is for someone, but if it's not for you, don't worry about it. Because you imagine, you're listening to a word and you're crying about it. And then you'll find out that the word was not for you. It ministers to you somehow, because that's what prophecy does. It ministers to us. Okay? But then you're crying, and then you find out, oh, the prophet, you're a sister, and the prophecy was for a brother. And you're like, then you're like, what? You're cleaning your tears, and like, it was not even for you. Give you an example. But, you know, God used that to minister to you. okay, to help you to get right also. Because it's prophetic, past, present, and future. God can work in our lives. You know, when you walk in heaven through the step going up to the throne of God, every step going up to the throne is prophetic. You're going to learn that when you go to heaven. giving you a heads up before you get there to the rapture very soon. Amen. Verse 6. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servant the prophet. Okay? Hearken is paying attention closely. Not ignoring, not rejecting, not taking for granted. My brother and sister, there was an old saying, taking it to heart. That's an old word. Who spoke in thy name to our king, our princes, our father, and to all the people of the land. Notice when the prophecy comes from God, especially about destruction and judgment, it comes from everybody. Even if you are in another country and the word is for this country, okay, you may relay and say, well, our country is sinful like America. You know, someone in Germany, France, can be saying, oh, no, we hear all these prophecies about America destruction, but they look at Germany, they look at France, they look at the country, Spain. I had a brother writing to me from Spain. Brother Obi, I listen to you from Spain. I listen to the Lord Tower from Spain. And because I know Spain is mostly Spanish, but he's listening to it in English. He speaks English very well. And it, you know, God has been blessing him to the program. I said, oh, God bless you, brother. You know, because I'm thinking, okay, you know. But God bless the people in Germany, France, Spain, and all these other countries. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord, for them. Canada, Mexico, anyway. God bless them. Hallelujah. So the word comes to all of us, to all the people of the land. Oh, so we all receive it. We thank God for the word. And we pray and ask God to help us to be holy and righteous. Because usually God is asking us, one thing is to be holy and righteous, obedient before him. Okay? Which you cannot separate holy, righteous, and obedient, they all come together, love, mercy, faith, they all come together. You cannot separate them. In the original language, you cannot. In our language, you can break it down. That's one thing about English, Spanish, and other languages. You can break down these words. Why do you need to break them down? Because in the original language, they come together. And why do they come together in the original language? Because it's come from the heart of God, and the heart of God is one. Hear, O ye Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us. Okay, God is one. His word is one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. There are three that give witness in heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all three are one, says the Apostle John. One. So, the oneness of God. Okay, but in our language, English, Spanish, and the rest, we need to break it down to explain it to people. Huh? We need to break it down. We need to separate law from faith. We need to separate faith from knowledge and wisdom. Yeah, we need to, so we can explain it, we say. Isn't that what we said in college? We need to break it down so we can explain it. What about if we put it all together and just love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength? Amen. And with this commandment, and love thy neighbor as thyself, we keep all the law, Jesus said. What about if we just do that? That's exactly what Jesus did in the New Testament. Okay? The rabbi, no, let's break it down. This is what Jesus said. You know, if you do these, that's it. You all the law and the prophet, he says. All the law and the prophet. Imagine the rabbi looking at Jesus. He just took everything that we explain every Sabbath to our people and combined it all in one. Because that's the way it's supposed to be from the beginning. The Lord is one. How do you get to break everything down in order to supposedly to explain it to the people? And you end up doing that, and then people end up being more confused and not understanding the calling of God and being separated from God and disobedient in sin. So what is the benefit of if you break the word down, you end up in sin and disobedience and I end up entering the heaven that is forever. What is that? It does any good? See, humanity needs to step back and down. Like I was thinking today, as I'm meditating, United States, Christian nations, the foundation of this nation is Christianity, faith in God. All the prosperity that God brought to this nation, he brought it to this nation because he promised it to the men that walk with him in faith, by faith. They have received Jesus Christ, their Lord, into the Savior. From George Washington, through all the presidents, Abraham Lincoln, and all of them were fearful men of God. And there came Congress, there came everyone in office, fearful men of God. And through their faith, which is by grace, God prospered this nation and made this nation the most powerful nation on the earth. Every atheist later on that came into this nation, every unbeliever, religious people that came into this nation later on, they ate the fruit. They received the prosperity in this nation of the first men and women that walked with God after they passed away to being with God. My brother and sister, for people to claim that this nation has so many atheists, so many religious and unbelievers, they came to enjoy the prosperity from God, who God gave to faithful men and women of God, which is by faith through Christ. So now they're against religion, they're against Christianity, they claim to be an unbelieving atheist, but the prosperity that God brought to this nation came through the men and women who walked by faith with God for hundreds of years. My brother and sister, where were the atheists? Where was the unbeliever when these men first began to walk with God? When George Washington wanted to unite this nation and was riding on horses from Massachusetts to Pennsylvania to gather the leader together, to bring this nation together, hoping that one day this nation will be called the United States of America. Where are the people? Who was backing George Washington, General George Washington, when he was on his horse riding the state of America to bring this nation together, to be in a fearful nation under God, that all men and all women will be treated equal? My brother and sister, that this nation will have its own constitution, but it will be under the word of God, and that the Congress and leader of this nation will be, my brother and sister, fearful men and women of God. These men fought against France, against the nation who opposed them, who were atheists in religion, against them. It was the atheists who fought America for being a Christian nation. It was the atheists, my brother and sister, who sent their army to the harbor, to New York City, hallelujah, to try to fight the men and women in America who believe in God, who just wanted to live here to grow, have a generation in this nation, a believer, a man and woman that fear God, who will grow to be able to have the freedom to study the Bible without even being killed for their religion or their belief. That's why part of the Constitution is freedom of religion, my brother and sister, because that's what they believe in God. Excuse me, that every man and woman shall be free to serve God and study his word and go to church and pray to their God and be thankful for everything God does for them. My brother and sister, but now that these men and women are not around, the people, the seed of them that came afterward have a lot of atheists and religious and religion into this nation that they should have never allowed. My brother and sister, now the atheists want to, hallelujah, put on their own flag in America and claim this nation to be in this nation when it was never since it was founded as a nation. My brother and sister, the leader of this nation need to step back and get in prayer with God. Get into their prayer closer and fasting and seek God with repenting like Daniel for God to show them hallelujah, how the founder of this nation feared God and walked with God under the fear of God, and why did God prosper and raise this nation and to be in the nation that it was so powerful and mighty. My brother and sister, hallelujah, we have sinned, Daniel said. To God, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing, excuse me, from thy precepts of judgment. Lord, I pray for my throne. Lord, I pray for those witches and warlocks that are throwing the spell against my throne, Lord, against my life and my ministry, Lord, to try to keep me quiet from speaking the truth of your word and the revelation of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. They're not happy. Every time I speak of these things, the witches and warlocks, these people, they get angry. And they want to block my throne, stop me from speaking. Because they know this is true, but it's not the truth that they want people to hear. Because if people learn the truth, they will pray. Like Daniel, they will tell God we have sinned. Hallelujah. And God from heaven will hear. And God will change anything around. What they took them thousands of years to ruin, hundreds of years to ruin, God can turn it around in a single prayer, a single day of prayer, in an hour of prayer. A one man, one woman with pure heart, with sincere heart says to God, we have sinned like Daniel. My brother and sister, we have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. We have rebelled by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. If anyone prayed to God sincerely, what Daniel prayed for the Jewish people, that will bring victory. That will bring freedom. That will remove all evil. Even if the evil took 1,000 years of planning and work to get it come to pass in an hour, God can turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, God can turn it around for good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Neither we have hearkened unto thy servant the prophet, who spoke in the name to our king, our prince, our father, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belong unto thee. Why did Daniel say that righteousness belong unto the Lord? It truly does. That's why God demands righteousness from you and I. Because, my brother and sister, righteousness belong unto the Lord, our God. My brother and sister, he wants us to be like him. The disciple must be as his masters. Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Unto all, upon all those who believe, for is there is no different. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to believe in his promise. Hallelujah. That whatever he promised us to Christ, he will bring to pass. My brother and sister, this is the timing of God when you and I have been put in, hallelujah, by God, planned since the foundation at this earth. You know that the things you and I are talking now, the thing that you and I are studying now, these things were spoken. These things were planned by God before the foundation of this earth. My brother and sister, that's when we were chosen. That's when we were elected, selected by God. You think you surprised God with what you're doing today or what's going on in your life? God knew you were going through this. But greater is he that is in you. The he that is in the world, remember. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. Genesis 15:6. Listen to this. Hallelujah. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. God declared that Abraham, hallelujah, was righteous. You know why? Because what God spoke to him, he believe. Hallelujah. See, it's the action of your heart. It's the attitude and gratitude in your heart toward God that will have God move in your behalf. My brother and sister, Abraham, when God told him to leave his land, to come out of the land of the Chaldean to a land where he was showed him. Abraham moved. Okay, Sarah, my wife, let's go into all the servants. Pack up, we're leaving. We're moving. He immediately began to act by faith. And God counted that of Abraham, that faith, as righteousness. Righteousness means right standing with God, like Christ. Christ is standing at the right hand of God. We will be the same if we obey him, if we walk to where God is leading us to. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. What an awesome God we serve. We are learning tonight. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord is teaching us. Thank you, Lord. The Lord's righteousness belongs unto thee. You know that when you repent your sin and the blood of Jesus cleanses you, his righteousness come over your life. My brother and sister, and this is where you're standing right with him under the blood, under the cleansing in your life. That is called holiness now, because you're separated unto the Lord, for the Lord. There might be millions of people around where you live, but if you're repenting your sin daily before God, and the blood of Jesus is cleansing you, his righteousness is coming on your life. And you before God are like Christ. Not less, not more. You're like him. Thank you, Lord. But unto us, confusion of faces, Daniel. Because that's exactly what sin brings into people's life. Hallelujah. This is why many don't understand. Because there's confusion in their life. And why there's so much confusion among people? The answer is sin. It's disobedience. It's what they're doing every day with their lives. If they're coming together with sinful men to do the same, to agree the same, knowing that they're a thief and liar, and they still agree with them. This is why when people say, what party do you believe in, brother Abid? The Democrat or the Republican? I said neither. Because if I take part in either one, the sins that they do behind closed door, I'm also taking part of them. My brothers and sisters, I'm partaker of the sin because I'm being partaker of the ideology. I don't want to be partaker of nobody's sin. I learned this many years ago. If you walk with a man of God, a pastor, a church, stealing, who is lying, who is deceiving, who is even doing evil things, that you're not even aware about them. You're being partaker. If they support gay and lesbian marriage, if they support abortion, and you go to that church, you are being partaker of their sin. You're being partaker of their judgment. Think about it. You're being partaker of the judgment. But you say, I'm not even a member of that church. I just go there on Sunday to listen to the service. But you know that they support gay, that they support lesbian marriage, that they support abortion, okay? And all these things are against God's word, my brothers and sisters. That Paul said that the one that practices sin to the Galatians will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, because these are things of the flesh, these are fallen things. My brother and sister, we're not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So if they're not going to inherit the kingdom of heaven for what they're doing before God, and you are taking part in their ministry, as you sit there on Sunday to listen to them, aren't you doing the same? And this is the problem. The demon that is attacking their life will attack you also. It will attack you also. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. I don't support no ministry that doesn't support the poor. I learned this. I learned a lot of this in heaven. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Many young ladies today, they go to pastors and minister after having 6, 7, 10, 12, 11 abortion to ask for an advice. The pastor called him aside and said, how can I help you, dear sister? Sit down. Come to the office and sit with me. How can I help you? Oh, pastors, I just have to have another abortion. Because, you know, my husband and I, with the limited income that we have, you know, or my boyfriend and I, with the little limited income that we had, you know, we cannot afford another child. We have three or four already, and so we have to have an abortion. And the pastor there, knowing that she's been doing this for months, years after years, pat her on the back and say, oh, dear sister, don't worry about it. God will forgive you, you know. Don't judge yourself. Just go on with your life, you know. Have a good day. We'll pray for you. And they send her home. No, my brother. No, my sister. These are the things that are an abomination to God. She's taking life. She's killing someone. Someone that God created in his image. That's what the Lord explained to the sister in heaven. When he showed, when he said to her, look yourself in the mirror. And she looked in the mirror. And she saw herself. And she said, you see that one in the mirror? She is created in God's image. That you see in the mirror is God's image. You have no right to harm God's image. And the punishment will come for hurting God's image. Those babies are created in God's image. No man have the right to harm or kill any of them. And for that, there is a place called hell, and there's a worse place called the lake of fire that burned with fire and brimstone. When God brought me to the lake of fire three years ago, oh, my Lord, I heard about this place. I didn't know it was this horrible, this bad. I was there in spirit, and I felt the fire is so intense. I've been to hell several times in spirit. I had not really fear the fire, like I fear the fire in the lake of fire. My brother and sister, I seen places in hell where souls are in an intense fire. But it's so intense, and still I have not fear that fire. The fire that I fear, or that I really melting even the spirit with the fire of the lake of fire. When I was in there, I knew Satan cannot stand in the lake of fire because he will melt away. My brother and sister, if you're there one day, I share with the people when I came back that if you're there, you'll pray for the devil to be in safe. You don't want Satan to win in the lake of fire. But what that Revelation 20 says, that he's going to be thrown in the lake of fire. God's going to throw him. His righteous judgment will fulfill justice. And he is going to the lake of fire. When God brought me in there, I immediately sensed the heat. And he says, fear not, because I am with thee. His power, mighty power, was out holding me. Like it will hold a child from being melted in a stove or in an oven. But the fire was so intense that you had to compare it to millions of degrees. My brother and sister, and that's just my word to describe it. My brother and sister, God brought me in there. It is like a brain that anything that go in there can never come out. My brother and sister, but by God's mighty hand who created it, he took me out of there. But while I was there, his mighty power, which I can feel all around me, like a hedge of protection, I was over the lake, inside the lake, over the fire, I don't know, 20 feet, 30 feet above the fire. And God's mighty hand was like a fridge all around it. I would say thousands of temperature of cooling, that we don't have the machine, the ability to create such a cool place around such a melting fire. Because any steel that we have that we can throw into the lake of fire, it will be melted instantly into nothing. My brother and sister, I heard about this place. but being taken inside there, that really changed my view about everything. Everything, I tell you. That really changed my view. Not to wanting to end up there, never. And also not to want anyone, any human being, I don't care how bad they went, to end up in this place. My brother insisted. Because the place will take the demon and principality and melt them away for miles. And they will still be alive in a torment that they cannot even imagine. The devil cannot imagine this place. In his brain, he might think he got an idea how bad it is. He doesn't. He has to be in there, first of all, to get an idea. And when he does, he will truly repent for every single lie, every single deceit he had ever said or done. My brother and sister, he will repent for lying to Eve, for deceiving eating Adam in the garden, for every single thing he had ever done. He will repent day and night to see if God would have mercy. But God would not have mercy in him anymore. His judgment is set. Keep going there. The Lord is so incredible because he allowed me, after he brought me back, to see Satan. Satan came, I remember. I saw him. He was standing next to me. He bowed his head like wanting me to pray for him. My brother and sister. But no, I'm not going to pray for him. It was so bad what God showed me, that when you are there, the impulse to pray, that no one ends up there. Because whoever goes in there, it's over. Game over. My brother insisted. No restarting, no, it's just over, completely over for all eternity. My brother insisted. It is the worst place. And it's a planet. I don't know if I can say it's in this galaxy because I don't know where it is. But it's somewhere huge. My brother insisted. And all evil will be swallowed by these things. And all evil, once it's thrown in there, is no more. No more. God, the word of God said he will root out all evil. Think about it. That things will swallow all that and there will be no more. Just so incredible. My brother and sister, O Lord, righteousness belong unto thee. But unto us confusion of faith at these days. And that's what I begin to see in America now and around the world. Confusion of faith is what I begin to see in people. People that claim to be a Christian and preach the word. Now what they have in their face are to be embassinated in the right hand. Confusion of faith. But they didn't want to hear when God sent his servants, the prophet, and said to them, do not be vaccinated. Do not take COVID-19 by seeing. Oh, but our doctor has recommended it. Our government has recommended it. We must take it. How can we listen to this guy, Elvie? He's not a doctor. He's not a scientist. He's not an engineer. Who is he to tell you not to take the vaccine? Oh, my brother and sister, God's messenger are sometimes what the community calls the lower people. People with barely no education, like Peter, like John. My brother and sister, people that didn't even know how to read. Some of the disciples didn't know how to read. Hallelujah. They didn't know how to write. But God chose them as his servant. God chose them to use them for his glory. Because knowledge and wisdom come from God. And he'll give us the knowledge and wisdom we need. My brother and sister, he just wants obedience from us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's what he wants. But confusion of faith at these days, to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel that are near and who are far off, though all the country whither thou hast driven them, hunted hither, hallelujah, that thou hast driven them because of the trespass that they have trespassed against thee, and they have trespassed against the Lord. they had committed sin against God. And the part is that these people, although Jeremiah was telling them to repent, they were rejecting the prophet. They were rejecting the word of the prophet. My brother and sister, they had Jeremiah thrown in jail, thrown in the worst place, the place that they used as a bathroom, where they made to hold the latrine, and then they throw, the hole would be, what, 20 feet, 25 feet, that they used as a latrine. They abandoned the hole and go make another one as it was being full. They would throw Jeremiah into this hole. Stinky, horrible. Imagine Jeremiah for days and months in prison in those latrines where he would have to eat. My brother and sister, eating in the worst place. If some of you are thinking you're eating in the worst place, no, Jeremiah ate in the worst place. Sometimes what we go through as a servant of God, as prophet, people don't understand what we go through. Because if you see what Jeremiah went through, you'll say, why did God allow this? Did God really love Jeremiah? He did love Jeremiah. He chose Jeremiah. From his mother's womb, he says to Jeremiah, and declare him a prophet unto the nations. Is that this walking with the Lord is going to take, we have to be willing to die for him. Even if they kill us, it's okay to God. Because the price, the reward that he has for us is so great. Imagine an eternity with him with no worry and no concern. Never have to worry about eating. Never have to worry about going to the bathroom. Never have to worry about getting sick or getting old, aging. None of this nonsense and foolishness of this world we will ever have to deal with. We will always look 20, beautiful and handsome. Handsome like you cannot imagine. Our hair will be beautiful. Our eyes will be unbelievable beautiful. Our teeth, you cannot imagine how beautiful our teeth are going to be in a glorified body. Some of us are going to shine like the star of heaven. Light is going to come out of us, my brother and sister. The anointing of the Lord is going to be on our lives, as it was on our lips for many years after he preached his word. Hallelujah. One day, the Lord brings me to his throne. And first it was Father who brought me to his throne. He put me, I remember, up in the center of his throne. It was light that I cannot describe. It was whiter than white. It was more powerful than anything I know. I was in the middle of it. I cannot see not even my arm, as powerful as this light was. I cannot see anything beyond my eyes, as powerful this light is in heaven of God. God wanted me to see his glory. Hallelujah. What a glorious place. That now I understand why no man or woman can describe God or his throne. Because it is beyond a word that we can speak. My brother and sister, he had me in that place. And hallelujah, he wanted to show me a book. There was like a pulpit that they have in this church, a thin pole with a piece of wood on top, and on top of it was a book. And I'm thinking, this is a Bible, but it was not the Bible. It was a book of God where God has our names, each and one of us. But what's in that book? What's in that book is when we were chosen by him, by name and last name, that he had called us by name and put our name there before he created all creation, all this earth we see in this space and galaxy that our eyes can see. Before he created all that, in that book, Father put our names there. And he wanted to show me that my name is there. And I woke up to the book, and I was allowed to open the book and look up my name there. And there was a name of other brothers and sisters there that I will meet, that will be with me in this ministry. Their name was there. My brother and sister, hallelujah. The Lord is so incredible. You cannot describe God. Hallelujah. About 7 years ago, I wanted to know what was going to happen with my ministry in the years. And the Lord took me into the future around where we are today and showed me by the end of the ministry, before the trumpet sound, mostly what you're going to have in your ministry will be women, sisters. That's what you're going to see. And he began to show me the face of the sister. It's the same face of the sister I see today. My brother and sister, I have not met them yet. They have not come to the ministry yet. And Jesus 7 years ago showed me their face. Look, in their names. I'm going to bring them, he says. They'll be part of your ministry. They will support you financially, and they will pray for you also. And when I look at the faces, I see them today. The Lord knows everything before we ever come to know anyone. My brother and sister, he is so incredible. He is so awesome. And he is so great. What do we know? He knows everything. Verse 8, O Lord, to us belong confusion of faith, says Daniel, and repentance prayer. To our king and to our prince and to our father, because we have sinned against thee. This is what God wants to hear from a sinful, disobedient people. But this is not how the church prays today. This is not how they come to God today. Well, this is the way they should come to God, right? But this is not the way they're coming to God. My brother and sister, they're coming to God today in prayer in the churches like everything is fine. Our nations are still strong. Biden has still keeping our nation strong. Our Congress is still there. We're still reveling in the world as the most powerful nation. And they pray and they pray and they pray and pray. My brother and sister, hallelujah, prayer that this is not the way God wants to hear them pray. The way God wants to hear them pray is in Daniel 9:8. Oh Lord, to us belong confusion of faith. Is there confusion in America today? Plenty of it. To our king, president. To our princes, by president. To all our fathers, hallelujah, family, we have sinned against thee. Is that true today? 100%. So why don't people pray this way before God? So God may hear the prayer of the leftover church. My brother and sister, hallelujah. The prayer should be for those that have taken the vaccine, the COVID-19, by seeing God. Against thee, we have sinned and we have done the wrong against thee. You send your prophet to tell us not to take the vaccine. And we did. Now we repent and seek your mercy that you may restore us back the way we were before COVID-19 showed up in the world, before we took the vaccine. Prayers of repenting shall be going before God. Father God wanted to show me this a few months ago. Hallelujah. There's nothing better. I'm going to tell you this. There's nothing no more wonderful than having our Father Jehovah explain anything to us about his will, his knowledge and wisdom. The first time the Lord has Father tell me things, explain things to me, one word out of him, I thought it was the smartest thing I ever heard, one word out of his mouth. And when you get to heaven, you understand what I'm saying. His wisdom is beyond wisdom. My brother and sister, his understanding is beyond. And when he tells you something, he changes your life right away. My brother and sister, he wanted to show me the repenting he wants from people. Hallelujah, in the world. He took me to the Great Tribulation. It was about 5 years into the Great Tribulation. Well, it could be six. And this man, and this was in New Jersey, This man was on the floor in New Jersey in an abandoned home. Basically, every place was destroyed, but this home, for some reason, it was abandoned, has been damaged by the judgment. But this man was on the floor of this home. It seems to me like he was trying to look for refuge, and he was there. He was face down in the floor. My brother and sister, he didn't have the strength to get up. He didn't have the strength to do anything because he had not ate for over a year. He had nothing to drink, basically the same time. My brother and sister. And when I tell you he had nothing to drink, because you cannot drink out of any water during the Great Tribulation. All water is contaminated. And when you drink for it, it's painful like you cannot imagine. So he's on the floor. Looks like he was a backsliding Christian. His head down. I can see his forehead at this time. He moved very little. His forehead was against the ground, against the floor. He could not even move. Even for him to try to move his mouth was painful. And you may say, why did someone like this doesn't die? Death will elude them. They will seek for death, but death runs away from them. They're not allowed to die. Even if they have not ate in 1 year, they're not allowed to die. This man, his body looked like he was, in this life, he was an overweight man. Maybe about 200 to 300 pounds overweight or more. His skin was dry like hanging. His pants, you can tell by his pants that he was overweight at one time. His clothing was huge. He was on the floor, skinny to the bone. One thing, you can be overweight, but your bones are still the same size. So the clothing now are tied to his body, although the interior clothing, the outside clothing mostly hanging. But since he was on the floor laying with his head down, God wanted me to see him repenting because he has been vaccinated with COVID-19 by seeing. My brother and sister, and God the Father, do not mention to him COVID-19 by seeing. Well, let me tell you how he feels about it. Those that will take the vaccine, Father says to me, will never be part of his kingdom. But we got our Lord Jesus Christ who pray day and night before the throne. And we got the mercy of God that endure forever. And there's nothing the devil can do. Acts chapter 10, Jesus came to destroy the work of the devil, which is the vaccine. My brother and sister, the door of hell, the Lord says to Peter, cannot hold back the church. And let me tell you, out of him, he began to pray. He started praying. With the little strength he had, he began to confess his sin to God. Oh, have you seen a grown man crying like a baby? My brother and sister, he could not cry anymore because he didn't have no tear anymore to come out of his body. He began to speak to God in his prayer language. And he began to tell God how sorry he was he ever got vaccinated. He began to tell God, hallelujah, the great sin that he had committed. My brother and sister, in his prayer language, hallelujah, as he was speaking in his prayer language, the Lord was giving me the interpretation of what he was saying, of every single word he was saying, because the language he was speaking was the language of the Spirit, not known to demon, not known to man, unless the Lord gives us the gift of interpretation, as he has given me. And he was speaking to God and speaking to God out of his spirit and speaking to the Lord, hallelujah, almighty, out of his spirit and speaking Hallelujah. And God started listening to his repenting from heaven. His repenting started coming to heaven, to the throne of God, as he was praying in the Spirit with every little strength he has. And as he was praying to God and telling God, like Daniel, against thee, against him, we have sinned. We have committed this sin against you. We are so sorry, God. I take responsibility for my sin. I am so sorry against thee, like David said in Psalm 51. I have sinned. I have committed this great sin. Please forgive me. Please have mercy on my soul. Please have mercy. And the anointing from the throne of heaven began to come down like lion to darkness into his body. As it came into his body, the demon that was put in there when he got the COVID-19 vaccine, the demon that death had put in there the moment he got vaccinated, began to feel uncomfortable and began to move away from this body, because the power of God is too great against demon, against the principality, against the work of the devil. And the demon began to move and run away for his life as his soul from hell was being brought back into his body. And he was being restored. And Father God had me sit there, stand there, and watch this restoration. This restoration, my brother and sister, into this life. Hallelujah. Who so ended up in hell for taking the COVID-19 vaccine, which is in a great abomination to Father God. My brother, my sister, what a restoration. I saw the power of the Holy Spirit. I saw the power of God restoring this soul, restoring this man back to health. My brother and sister, as God received his repenting, oh, God wants to hear, hallelujah, and the last day is against you. Oh, Lord, to us belong confusion of faith, to our king and to our princes and to our father, because we have sinned. We have sinned. We have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled. We have been departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Who keepeth the covenant? Hallelujah. And the mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commitment. Oh, that's what God wants to hear from heaven. Our repentance. Our repentance. Our repenting. Our God, our Lord, our Father. Oh, he wants to hear from us is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Against thee have I sinned and done have this wickedly before thine eyes, oh God. Please forgive us and please restore us back. Restore us in holiness. Restore us in righteousness. Restore us back, God. In Jesus' name we prayed. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you. He is so merciful. He is so good. He wants to restore every single soul that has departed from his will. My brother and sister, verse 9, to the Lord God belongs mercy and forgiveness, though he had rebelled against him. He wants to have mercy. He wants to forgive people when they turn to him. But they must turn to him. They must take responsibility for the sin. They must take responsibility for their trespasses. And I hear the Lord say, yes. He just spoke yes into my spirit. He just spoke yes into me. That's what he wants to hear. Our confessing our sin. Us confessing our trespasses. Not justifying our way. My brother, or blaming someone else. If he allowed Obama, Biden, and then to bring the vaccine and Donald Trump, was because of sin and disobedience of the people. It is not them to be blamed. It is for us to say, I'm sorry, God. Against you, we have sinned. My brother and sister, God said he will raise the medicine, the king, in the last day to his prophet. That's what's happening. 2017, 33 Russian supercomputer got turned on in one day. In one single hour, God raised that nation online. Experts cannot understand where they could get so much power to be able to turn on 33 supercomputers, millions of watts in one single hour in Russia. God raised back the medics, my brother and sister, and the Chaldeans. No one can explain. I heard this from experts, scientists online on YouTube that cannot explain this. How can they were able to do such a thing? My brother and sister, in 1 hour, God raised back the Medes and the Chaldean kings again. My brother and sister, someone said in the spirit, they saw when this wicked principality evil, like nothing, came from hell and went unto the President Putin and took hold of him. And from there, it has been hell against Ukraine and the world. My brother, this is how someone got showed it to someone. An evil that had not been released for thousands of years, now they haven't released, been locked up, had been released. And he went, came out of the pit. He ran to Russia, got into the body of President Putin. And from there, his look, his skin, that turns like red like a tomato, and everything changes in him when he speaks. People can see the evil practically coming out of his eyes. Someone took a close picture look online of a video. President Putin was giving a speech and catch his eyes. Behind his eyes, you can see the eye of an evil, evil creature. 3 months ago, he was in Turkey. The president of Turkey invited President Putin to give a speech. A sniper had his rifle pointing at his head and took a shot at him. And immediately, all the security covered him and brought him inside. 10 minutes later, President Putin stand and said, I'm okay, I am fine, when the leader of the world thought he was dead. Bible, this is not normal. It's not a normal man anymore. It's not a normal man. A bullet went between his eyes. Sniper took a bullet between his eyes. And 10 minutes later, he's standing around with nothing, no scratch or anything. Saying, telling the people, I am fine, I'm okay. The evil that got at him is evil. My brother insisted. That happened in Turkey. Verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord. And remember when the media here, I came out of the Pentagon. The President Putin was sick. And he was about to die. And he was keeping a secret here. Cancer or something. They couldn't tell what it is. A few months later, he's 100% okay. They cannot understand the evil that got in this man. But it's an evil that's been closed, that's been locked for thousands of years. God locked it for thousands. It's so evil, so wicked. God locked it for thousands of years. But humanity thinks that they can go on without God and do whatever. Well, the evil haven't released. It's in his body now. And not even bullet can take him out now. Until God says so. God show me. There's going to come a time where he's going to be out of the way. Because when God says so, evil had to step aside and let the body drop. My brother and sister, but until now, it's not going to happen. The nations are going to learn a lesson from the Almighty. Hallelujah. Neither have obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his law, which he said before us by his servants, the prophet. See, God sends the prophet to speak to the people, the nations. And it's for the people to say, oh God, what sayest thou unto us? We incline our ears to the word, to thy word, the word through thy prophet. God, help us to obey your word and keep thy commandment. That's the attitude of gratitude that we have to have with God. But if we look the other way and ignore God's word through his prophet, my brother and sister, disobedient. My Lord, look at Adam and Eve, a paradise. A garden like a paradise, full of the presence of God, where the Lord will come in the morning to speak with them. Huh? Full of angels, seraphims. My brother, mighty things of God there. The fruit will give out the fruit every single day. Hallelujah. If you ate an apple today, next in the same place where you took that apple was another apple next day. That's how the millennium is going to be. The Lord showed me that. Just like the garden was, the millennium will be for us. When you and I in the millennium eat an apple, in the same place we took an apple, we'll find another one there, fully red and beautiful, ready to eat and sweet. Hallelujah. Without adding any sweetness to it. My brother and sister, no artificial, nothing to the fruit like they do today. They add artificial sugar or whatever and chemical to try to give a sweetness to it. No, none of that nonsense and foolishness. all will be pure and holy, my brother, like it was in the garden. We're going to enjoy new things, Jesus said. Behold, he says, I make all things new. That's what we're going to enjoy. We're getting a new heaven, a new earth. My brother, with the Isaiah said, the dwell is the righteous. That's you and I. Righteous standing with God by the blood of Jesus through faith, our Lord. We're going to be there enjoying everything the Lord has given to us, pure and holy. Nothing will contaminate that place. The devil will have no entry into that place until the thousands of year end. He cannot enter that place until the thousand year end. Revelation 20, read it. Thank you, Lord. Verse 11, yea, all Israel hath transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, curse is put upon us, says Daniel, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. Over 15 years ago, I would say over 13, I was in Massachusetts. The Lord took me out in the spirit of a New Hampshire, this way, America. I began to see over the ocean demons coming to America that had never been allowed since this nation became a nation, since God has protection over America. I began to see principality and demon coming this way, like someone who is coming to a feast to enjoy whatever is available in the party. They were coming to party with people in this nation because they had never been allowed to since this nation became a nation. God had mighty angels, mighty protection over America, where no demon from the pit of hell having ever been allowed to enter this nation. Those demons had never been allowed to set a foot in the soil of America, my brother and sister. And I can see them looking at each other and celebrating, like someone going to a big celebration, as they finally, America has seen enough. America has been such and disobedient enough. My brother and sister, Obama was in office, and this demon now was celebrating. And how wicked this nation come, had opened the door to them wide open, which they never been allowed to come in this nation and bring ruins upon this nations. Look what happened in Nashville, Tennessee, a day ago. 28-year-old young lady decided to buy a rifle to kill children and to go against the police. My brother and sister, the sad part is that she got killed because she should have been kept alive, wait until she ran out of bullet, and find out why was she doing this. She would have a second chance of salvation. They ended up her life where she was not ready to. My brother and sister, the only place those people end up is in hell. My brother and sister, but not only her, the people that took the shot on her were doing their jobs. They opened themselves for a principality to come into their life for taking a shot at this woman doing their job. My brother and sister, Bible says, thou shalt not kill. If you kill by the sword, the Lord says to Peter, you will die by the sword. It's what the demon will lead people to. When those police took a shot on this young lady and took her life down, they immediately became open for a demon of killing, a murder, to come into their life that was not there before. Now the only thought that will be in their mind, even though they will say they were doing their job, is to kill someone else. And now they will easily kill someone else. My brother and sister, the demon are looking forward to ruining their lives, if their life is not ruined yet, that they may end up in hell. Not only that she may have ended up in hell, what opened the door for them to go to the same place is what they did. If you kill by the sword, Jesus, Lord says to Peter, you will die by the sword. This is in the New Testament. My brother and sister, thou shalt not kill. The reason why God established that we will not kill, because what opened the door to those demons and principality that wants to come into someone's life is you breaking the commandment of killing, even if they're doing their jobs. Because here's the thing. As a state police said one time, he's the one with the gun in his hand. He is the one that needs to make the choice whether to take the shot or not. Even when the leader is telling them to take the shot, he has to decide to take the shot. What excuse will any man have before God? My brother and sister, God is the one that said not kill president, not your leader, not the mayor. It was God. And it's God that we all look forward to obeying. In that great white throne judgment, people will say to God, why did I end up in hell if I was doing my job? And God said, what does my word say? And they will quote it back to God as the rich men say when Jesus said, what are the commandments? Okay? My brother insisted. And the rich man knew the commandment. He knew them very well. Go sell all you have and give it to the poor. What the Lord was teaching him, it is better to give everything to God and be poor, which you won't be, but it's better to be poor. Hallelujah. But to give you the opportunity to go to heaven. Having that great opportunity to go to heaven is what God given each and one of us. How hard it is for a rich man to enter heaven, my brother and sister. Very, very hard. That is the topic. The topic is how hard it is. Look how easy people make money in the stock market. Hallelujah. It is easier also as confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But they think that with money they are secure. No, you are secure with Jesus Christ in your heart. You're not secure with money. What happens next day when the stock market falls and it takes all your money? Hallelujah. Who will be there for you if you have not received Christ? Death will be there for you? No. Hallelujah. You will be there to live with the dead. Now is the time to give our life to Jesus, not to waste the time like many people are wasting them. My brother and sister, it's a waste of time not to be seeking Christ. It's a waste of time. Verse 12, He had confirmed his word, which he has spoken against us and against our judges, who judges us, bringing us a great evil under the whole heaven, had not been done as it has been done upon Jerusalem, as a great evil, he says. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, how did that great evil come to being among the people? Hallelujah. Shalom, welcome. How did that great evil came to be among the Jewish people back in the time of Daniel? It became to be in this way because God sent to them the prophet Jeremiah to tell them to repent of their evil, of their sins and trespasses, of their idolatry. But they were so busy, my brother and sister, doing whatever they loved to do, that they didn't have time to repent and see God. Now in Babylon, when the Babylonian system that the Jewish people went through for 70 years, it is the same system that's going to come on the earth very soon during the 7 years, Great Tribulation. I'll give you an example. When the people were called to worship the idol that King Nebuchadnezzar made, what happened? When you hear the sound of the trumpet, you must bow to this idol or you will be thrown in an oven of fire. My brother and sister, or in the dens of lion. The same thing the Antichrist is doing with the people. If you don't do this, if you don't worship the idol, if you don't take the mark in the right hand on the 40, you cannot eat. You cannot go shopping. You cannot go working. You are excluded from society 100%. This is the new law starting very soon. So you may say, well, I don't need to listen to the government or that. They're not going to do it with kindness like they do today. They're going to make it mandatory. They're going to obligate you. You will have two soldiers, one on your left and right hand, telling you, take this mark, this RFID in your right hand or on your forehead, or you will be thrown in FEMA camp with no food and no medication or limited food, my brother and sisters, and even no food to punish you or in jail. There is no other way. It's a mandate. He forced it all, big and small, rich and poor, to take a mark, Revelation 13:16, on the hand, the right hand or on the forehead. He mandates. There's a commander-in-chief order coming down from the White House, coming from all presidents in all White House, in all country, in all nations, down to the people. This is what you must do if you want to be part of society. Take the RFID in the right hand on the forehead. The RFID is the final blow for humanity. Why? Once you take the RFID in your right hand or on your forehead, which is the mark of the beast, my brother insisted, no constitution will be standing. The Antichrist, the Antichrist law that are coming on the earth will bypass the United States Constitution. All constitution will be taken away, my brother insisted. That will be removed. And right now they've been removing a lot of it and bypassing a lot of it, not caring. But still, it's right when the Great Tribulation began, that it's about to begin. About to begin. There will be people so busy at work doing this or that, investing here, doing this and that, and the Great Tribulation begins. There's no going back. Right now, the time is so short that practically none. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. They will remove every single constitution. Hallelujah. Incredible. The things that are coming that are being taken for granted right now. It is written in the law of Moses, hallelujah, that this evil has come upon us, yet may we not our prayer before our Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquity and understand thy truth. This is how you understand the word of God, the truth. Departing from all type of iniquity, repenting with all your heart, and not leaning on your own understanding. Because your understanding becomes corrupted and wicked when you are in sin. You are not able to discern evil from good when you are in sin. My brother and sister, by the mercy of God through Christ, my brother and sister, amen. Look at the Euphrates River. It has dried up. The Mississippi River is drying up also. Another sign that God gave many years ago. When you see these things, God told those people, when you see the Mississippi River water comes down, when you see the Euphrates River dried up, know that my coming is at hand. Hallelujah. Get ready to go up. These are signs given by the Lord years ago. I heard about these things over 20 years ago. Hallelujah. These are small prophecy. Hallelujah. But they're big. Because you see them already coming to pass right before our eyes. We probably took them for granted. I heard about them, but, you know, and look, my brother and sister, these things are happening right before our eyes. You can turn on the television and see them. Look them up on the internet. I don't watch television, regular television. I can look up things online. That's it. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. For many years now, no television in my house. Regular television, how we have it high now. Wow, what is it? 8 or 9 years or more. Many years now. I cannot even remember so many years ago. Verse 13. Therefore has the Lord watched upon the evil. Therefore has the Lord watches upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works, which he does, for we obey not his voice. There you go. This is why these things happen. This is why these things come. Because people don't listen to God as they should. Ignoring his voice. Ignoring his commandment. Ignoring the word of his prophet. It's how people go on with their lives every day. And they don't think, they don't believe there's going to be a consequence for it. And there is big. Brother Daniel, he explains it to us in Daniel 9. The consequence comes for being disobedient. Hallelujah. Verse 15, and now, O Lord our God, who have brought thy people from out of the land of Egypt with mighty hands, and have made thee a name at this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly, Brother Daniel says, and he's repenting, my brother and sister. Like Daniel, we need to take, hallelujah, the step to repent. I'm glad when I hear people now say, I'm repenting. Amen. Clark, that's it. That's the step God wants to hear, that we are repenting. I saw another brother earlier. For some reason, a video came up on my YouTube, and he was saying now how God is leading him to repent and seek him. He says, for weeks he's been repenting. And Clark is saying the same. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a few days ago. Hallelujah. When God gives us the chance, when God convicts us to repent, that means God has a plan and a purpose. Amen. And he'll save us. Don't think that staying behind in the great tribulation, it doesn't mean you're not going to be saved. No, do not think this nonsense thought in your mind. Even if you stay behind, God can keep you and protect you and save you for himself and deliver you and bring you unto himself. Hallelujah. It might be that years ago God was talking to you. You didn't want to give time to God. And now that you are giving time to God, do not turn back. Turn forward with the Lord. Say, God, whatever comes, hey, you help me to come through, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I'm sure you find us tonight by coincidence. That means God is calling on your life to repent and seek him and to come close to him and to let him work on your heart and life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help, ask him to help you. Lord, we pray, help Clark, Lord, to seek you, to serve you, to commit his life to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Through the cross, the sacrifice on the cross, we pray that you will have mercy on his life, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. God is so awesome. Our God is so good. Daniel 9:16. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thy anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thy holy mountain, because of our sins and for our iniquity of our father. Jerusalem and thy people have become a reproach to all who are about us. Hallelujah. Nah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, pray for Clark. Pray for him that the Lord would help him. Thank you, Lord, to seek him, to come closer to him, to be faithful to the Lord until death, Clark. Be faithful to Jesus until death. It doesn't matter if we're died. If we're outside this body, we will be present with the Lord. The important part is to serve the Lord no matter what. Set in your heart to serve the Lord no matter what. No matter what it costs you. The cost, it doesn't matter. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus paid the greater cost for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord. Daniel knew the consequence of what the people had done. And so this is why he prayed the way he prayed. Beseeching the Lord, hallelujah, for his mercy and grace. Thank you, Lord, because God is the only one that can help us in this moment, in this difficult time, in this hard time, in this time of sin and disobedience. We have to cry out to him, say, Lord, help us, help me to overcome the sin, this temptation, Lord. Help me to overcome this temptation, because only Jesus can help us. He told his disciple in John 14:4-5, he told his disciple, without me, separated from me, there's nothing you can do. And that's what we need to understand about Jesus. He is willing to help us. He told me up in heaven, tell them that if they come to me, I will help them. I will meet them halfway, he said. He wants to meet you halfway. If you come to him, he's willing to help you. But you must take the first step and say, Lord, I need you. Every day I need you. Help me, Jesus, to serve you, to seek you, Lord, and the Lord will help you. He is good. He's God. He's almighty. He can do anything. We need his help. Thank you, Lord. Verse 17. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of thy servant in his supplication. Causes thy face to shine upon the sanctuary that is desolated for the Lord's sake. As I said earlier, today, this week in Jerusalem, hallelujah, yes, all sin can be forgiven by Jesus. He dies for our sin for mankind, hallelujah. Amen. He also died for the people who had done abortion. If they truly repent from their heart, he will forgive them. He will forgive them. My brother and sister, all you have to do is repent sincerely and depart from the sin. Not to do it anymore, and the Lord will help you. Thank you, Lord. He's merciful. He's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Daniel understood the consequence of sin. And for this reason, he said that the sanctuary is desolated for the Lord's sake. He made this happen against Israel, Jerusalem, because they have fallen in sin, and they were so much in sin that they didn't want to turn to God. And that's not what the Lord expects from us. He expects us to turn to him, repent, turning back to him. Thank you, Lord. Verse 18, oh my God, incline thy ears and hear. Open thy eyes and behold our desolation and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplication before thee because of our righteousness, but because of thy great mercy. There you go. Once you know you're fallen, once you know you're in sin, God wants to hear us repenting, not justifying ourselves, but truly repenting to him, saying I'm sorry to God, taking responsibility for our sin before him. No matter what our sin is, says God, I'm so sorry. I committed the sin of abortion. Whatever sin it is, say, God, please restore me, heal me from this. If it's a woman, a brother, it doesn't matter. We got to say, I'm sorry. Because the men participate in the sin just like the woman. So they're both responsible. Not one is more responsible than the other. Both. Okay? Take two to have a child. So both are responsible. So we both have to repent. My brother and sister. The only reason why I mention women going to have an abortion is because it's in her womb. And she had to make that decision. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God will forgive you. Christ, God will forgive you. Repent from your heart to him. He will forgive you and restore you. Don't let the enemy tell you you cannot be forgiven or convict you like you cannot be. You know, repent. Hallelujah. Ask God for his mercy. He will restore you and heal you. Thank you, Lord. There's a lot of accusation that the enemy likes to bring when we're repenting, when we have committed a sin. The devil is telling you that this is it for you, but that's a lie, because the Lord can restore us, and you got to ask the Lord, heal me body, soul, and spirit, emotionally, psychologically. There's a lot of guilt. Ask the Lord to restore you, to heal you from all this guilt of the enemy. Restore your body, soul, and spirit, that you want to be whole for God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Verse 19, O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive our Lord. O Lord, hearken, and do defer not from thy own sake, O my God. For thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Daniel is still repenting. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Daniel understood the hurting, the pain of seeing Jerusalem ruined, the loved big city, the loving city destroying. It's hard. When you love something, you don't want to see it ruined or destroyed. And this is what Daniel was going through. This is what the Jewish people were going through because of their sin and disobedience, like in the time of Nehemiah, the prophet. A few hundred years ago, this same thing has happened. Nehemiah could not just be living in another nation knowing that Jerusalem wall was destroyed. Jerusalem was in ruin. And asked the king, pray, seeing God, repenting to God. And God gave him favor before the king and went and asked for a letter to go and restore Jerusalem. The king, seeing the pain in this man, it touched his heart. God touched his heart. because God can also touch the heart. When we're suffering, going through something, God can touch that, our heart, the heart of other people. Verse 13, while I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of God, hallelujah, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening of the obligation. My brother and sister, Gabriel comes to Daniel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As he's praying, he's making supplications, he's making all these repentant prayer before God, God sends Gabriel to minister and to reveal to Daniel, hallelujah, what would happen, what would be the outcome. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe because in that experience, because I have similar experience, when God sends an angel, when the Lord comes and ministers to us, that confirmation of knowing that the Lord is ministering to you, that the Lord is in the time when you're really calling on the Lord, when something big like this is happening, and the Lord entered being in this way, this was so ministering to Daniel, so helpful, so comforting. It's the word. And he informed me, Daniel said, about Gabriel, and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I have now come forward to give you the skill and understanding. Hallelujah. Skill is what we call gift of the Spirit, my brother and sister, where you can, when he gives you the gift and you use it for the glory of God, you specialize in whatever God has sent you to do. So now Daniel is being given the skill and the understanding, my brother and sister. Because when you are going through something, you may not understand why. And Daniel, right now, is in the same situation. Why are we going through this? Through this being enslaved in Babylon. He knew it was because of the sin of the people. But the greater reason why, he didn't have that information completely. When God sends Gabriel now, he gets a better understanding. Skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came for, I have come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and heed the vision. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Gabriel explains it to him in such a way that Daniel, as a scribe, because Daniel is a scribe, okay, he writes and he reads. He was skillful for the both things. Not understanding the revelation of the Word of God is one thing, but Daniel was a skillful writer and reader, my brother and sister. Amen. So he was a scribe. That's why he was taken down to Babylon, because of his skill that he had. So then Gabriel said, I have come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. He said, because you're special, Daniel. And I remember the Lord saying to me, says to me, yes, my children are special, he says to me. Those that are elected, selected by Jesus are special. And I know sometimes you don't feel special, okay? Sometimes you don't feel special. But notice that what God is bringing you through, okay, in the victory that God is bringing you through, you're not dead, you're still alive. That means you're special. Because if you knew how many times God has to do to keep you alive, if you can see from heaven, because Jesus showed me this from heaven, you have to see it from heaven to understand it. For down here, it's difficult. But the Lord showed me from heaven how many times the enemy came against me, okay, from heaven. And Jesus destroyed the work of the devil against me. How many times the devil meant to kill you in a car accident, in a plane accident, in a boat accident, but it did not happen. You didn't know. You had no idea The devil had a plan that when you bought that ticket, the devil sent demons to try to bring their plane down to kill you. But the Lord did not allow that. Sent angel to stop the plan of the devil. Or came himself to stop the plan of the devil. You don't know that. Several times. Might even be hundreds of times. What does that say about you? You are special to the Lord. Okay? You are special. You may go in through things to struggle, temptation, weakness, and many things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. There goes sister. Almost died, a head collision, but God spared my life. That's it. You see? Okay? There's sometimes he let you experience it for you and I to say, oh, wow, Lord, thank you for saving my life. Okay? But many times the devil plans to kill us for our life to end in a car accident. Man, I share the time. I got to share this testimony because it's powerful. I was working third shift. I had not slept for several days. Got out of my car, driving 93 North, I remember. Fell asleep in my car, driving. The Lord was driving my car. I can feel his hand. When I woke up, getting into the exit that I was supposed to take off, he let me sleep because I slept. Okay? And when I woke up and opened, because the Lord knew I was so tired, my brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No, what Jesus did on the cross is what makes us worthy, brother. Okay, just humble before him, cry after him for help. Amen. You have brothers and sisters here that will pray for you. Join us as much as you can. We're here live Tuesday. Tomorrow, Sister Carla, I believe, will be on. She'll be live. She'll share. I know the Lord, Sister Carla said in a test that the Lord has given her a confirmation or a revelation. I hope she'll share tomorrow. My brother and sister, pray for her daughter. They found kidney stone in her. Been praying for her. Keep her in prayer. She'll be here. Brother Body will be live on Friday night, 8 o'clock. And join Brother Body on. You can join me back on Sunday again. Life, God willing, if the Lord had not come. So we're here every week. My brother and sister, you can join us. This is the Lord's, our church. We're here to come together for the Lord. Oh, glory be to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I fell asleep, driving my car about 60 miles an hour, and did not crash, did not hit anyone, did not run over anyone. The Lord was driving the car. And he was not driving over the speed limit, neither. Huh. It teaches us how should we drive. Because some of us like to go over the speed limit. Sometimes when I'm in a hurry, I will go over the speed limit. Then I'm repenting. But when the Lord was driving my car that day, he was driving not over the speed limit. He was obeying the law of the land. No wonder he says that in his word. Thank you, Lord. So, he delivered me my life that time. I could have been there like other people in car accident. But no, because we're special to the Lord. And that's really important that we know and understand. And the more the Lord will give us, we'll understand even more. It's a process with God in us. With God in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sunday service at 8 o'clock p.m. for those that are in Eastern time. Central time is 7 p.m. So if those people that work during the day, they're able to. They are recorded here also in the archive. You can download them to your computer, your cell phone, and listen to them after. Amen. But whenever you can come and join us live, you are welcome. Amen. We're here for the Lord. Verse 24, 17 weeks are determined concerning thy people and concerning thy holy city, to finish the transgression, okay? Let me take it slow here, because this is a full-mile word here. Full-mile revelation here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 70 weeks are determined concerning thy people. Now, usually, this is applied in Babylon, the 70 years, okay, when they were there. But since he also talks about the transgression, the man of sin, because he brings the transgression, King Nebuchadnezzar brought the transgression because he was under the Chaldeans, the Russians, the Medes, all these families together that made up today Syria, Libya, Iran, Pakistan, Egypt, and Russia. All these families were once under their own kings, my brother and sister, back then in Babylon, which Babylon is the place today that we call, but it's north of Iraq. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So I believe you're in Central Time, an hour earlier than us, I believe it is. Kansas City. If I'm wrong, please let me know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So 70 weeks are determined concerning thy people. 70 weeks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got to look this up quickly before seven weeks. Praise you, Lord. I wanted to know equal to years, how many it is. A year and three, four months. Okay? I mean, that may be 3.5 months, I would say. A year, 3.5 months. Okay? This is what is given the Antichrist when he go to the third temple to set. Okay? He's not getting a full 3.5 years, which I hear a lot of people saying. But you have to base it on the 70 weeks. Okay? On the, thank you, Lord, Daniel, 70 weeks. Okay? Determine concerning thy people, thy holy city. So if it's 70 weeks, it's in 1 year and 3 months to finish the transgression and to make an end to sin, to make the reconciliation for iniquity, to bring everlasting righteousness, to seal the vision from the prophecy, and to anoint the Holy One. Now, you want to see something? Take from 7 years, okay? Take from 7 years, 7 years, minors, thank you, Lord, 70 weeks. And that, which is six something. No, not even six. Five and three months will be the Great Tribulation, the worst. And then that last year, in 3 months, and when Messiah comes to finish everything, my brother and sister, because 70 weeks is the limitation. So you have to take the 70 week off from the 7 years in order to be able to determine when. Because a lot of people, the Great Tribulation, as I saw, were comparing the time. When did the church leave to heaven? For the moment the rapture happened is where people in the Great Tribulation are determining the 7 year Great Tribulation. But don't forget about the 70 weeks when Messiah returned to restore everything. My brother and sister, the Great Tribulation is about to begin any day now. The church is about to leave also. Then the Great Tribulation begin. But the rapture, departure of the Bride of Christ is a sign to the Jewish people. I said it's a sign for the staying behind believers. This is why John, out of the book of Revelation, see twice or three times in Revelation a great multitude coming out of the Great Tribulation. I was speaking with someone about this week. He sees this multitude coming out. How are the great multitude coming out? The only way is you have a multitude willing to die for Jesus, who will be beheaded and will go home. Then you have a fascinated multitude that will repent, that will be restored, and will be willing to die and go home. But see, the multitude that been fascinated have a difficult time to go through because they need to repent. Repent until they're restored. Amen? Which similar happened to the Jewish people in the time of Jeremiah, which I have shared in the book of Lamentation of Jeremiah. It tells you what the people went through. They needed restoration. they went similar experience what they went through now. Because again, Babylon represents the Babylonian system today, which will be implemented fully during the 7-year Great Tribulation. My brother and sister, it's all clearly in God's word. But here's what it says, okay? 17 weeks are determined concerning thy people, the Jewish people, concerning thy holy city, Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, the abomination sitting in the holy place, that Paul talks to the Thessalonians, to make an end of sin. This is sin in general. This is sin in general. But since we're talking about the God's people, the Jewish people, the sin is the abomination sitting in the holy place, in the temple in Jerusalem, the third temple. To make an end, to make reconciliation for iniquity, repenting to the Jewish people, to bring everlasting righteousness, and Messiah establishes his 1,000-year kingdom of reign with Christ, Revelation 20, where he began the millennium kingdom of Christ, to seal up the vision and prophecy, to anoint the holy, most holy, my brother and sister. So the time there, when all these things are going to come to pass, I believe to anoint the most holy is when the Lord Jesus is anointed, is right after the 1,000-year reign with Christ is over. Okay? Hallelujah. The by seeing, when I asked Jesus standing in front of me, if the by seeing was the mark of the beast, he says to me, it is the same. The by seeing has technology, nanotechnology. You can look it up online, that it changes people's DNA. It cuts the DNA and add to it. But what they did not tell people is that as long as you have taken the by seeing, every single day of your life is cutting your DNA and adding to, cutting and adding to. That's what the nanotechnology is programmed to do in the by seeing. Little robot that are 1,000 smaller than a human hair. End by saying, cutting your DNA and adding to your DNA every single day of your life after being vaccinated. It's in the Moderna website. It's in the Pfizer website, Johnson & Johnson. All these companies will explain to you what the by saying does, which they call it to protect your DNA, which it doesn't. It changes your DNA. I have brought here a document from them, reading it to people, okay, about the bison and what it does to a human being. Father Jehovah said to me that those that will take the bison will not be part of his kingdom. There is a change that happened that the Lord showed me when people are vaccinated. Okay, it's a spiritual change that physically you don't see the change in the person. But one thing obvious that you will see, because the Bible says that the eyes are the window to the soul. Through the eyes, people that have been vaccinated a year ago or months ago, you can see the snake ring in their eyes that was not there from before. Even eye color changed now. Some people on YouTube have video of people after being vaccinated over a year. Their eyes were green, an example. They're not green anymore, and they have the snake mark in their eyes, my brother and sister. Okay? So, again, so much confirmation with what's been happening with the bison. My brother and sister, God don't want anyone to take it. Whoever takes it, it's going to be very difficult to be restored, but since to God nothing is impossible, if people truly repent during the Great Tribulation, and they will have to stay. Those are the bastards that have to stay in the Great Tribulation in order to be restored. Okay? The part that some people are going home in the rush to be vaccinated, I will say that between them and God, but the Lord has not confirmed that to me yet. If he does, then I will tell people, my brother and sister, because we take everything into prayer. We just got to ask the Lord about these things. The Lord himself has told me in heaven that once they're vaccinated, same thing Father has said. Okay, so you have to ask the Lord. Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore, to rebuild Jerusalem, until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, trees will begin, and the wall in the troublesome time. When I hear people saying that the third temple already is being built in Israel, in Jerusalem, I say no. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, when people go to the doctor and stretch their right hand to be vaccinated, they're taking part in it. But the final blow is the RFID in the right hand. The one that with the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, is mandatory. The Biden is not telling people, the Biden administration is not telling people that once the CBDC go in full force, one of the requirements is full vaccination, COVID-19 vaccine, mandatory, which is about a 13 number you have to give to your bank, and another 13 number from the RFID that you need to give to your bank. Without those two numbers, you cannot buy or sell. You cannot use your money to go to work anymore. That's the trouble coming in the Great Tribulation that many people are going to have. Okay? When Biden introduced the law, the bill, he introduced it at the end of 2019. He introduced it at the end of 2019 in his campaign to be coming into law when he will come into office in 2020. And this is why he said that the CBDC came into law in office in 2020. Now, we did find a executive law and we got 2 years ago in regard to the CBDC. But the law is going to come fully in place once the tribulation comes to pass, because the law is part of the Antichrist law. And, you know, right now, like fishing, they're entertaining people to change to the CBDC, which all major banks, all central banks are becoming banks, and all major banks are required to have CBDC in their banking. Paper dollar, paper currency worldwide is going away, whether people like it or not. It already started. They expect by July of this year, 2023, that most banks have gone already completely digital. It's the law. It's the executive law put in place. Biden is sending all the banks memo about it, and they must obey. My brother insisted. I heard that Ted Cruz, DeSantis are coming to oppose to this. I don't think they can do anything to the law that already been passed. We'll see what happens, because God is in control. But I know that it will go fully in force starting the Great Tribulation that is about to start. Amen. So the third temple is revealed in trouble time, not in this time like many people are claiming. Now, David, they have at the temple a lot of the tools and instruments that Solomon will need when he will come into office when he was a child. So I believe a lot of the instrument for the third temple is available now. It has been available for years now, because David did that. The Jewish people had done that in Jerusalem. But the construction of the third temple begins in the Great Tribulation in troublesome time. Verse 26. After 63 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, went to the cross, for not for himself, but of the people and the prince who shall come to destroy the city in the sanctuary. In the end, there shall be water flood until the end of the world desolation is determined. God is the one who determines this. God determined that Jesus will go to the cross and be crucified for the sin of the people. When and how? And if you read John, Matthew, Luke, Mark, you'll know how the crucifixion went about. Now, for the Great Tribulation, God also determined, for everything, God determined everything. God is in control. He determines everything. My brother and sister. And not for himself, the Father was the one who made the plan. And the people of the prince who shall come shall destroy the city. The prince is the Antichrist. The city is Jerusalem. The city and the sanctuary. So you need that by this time, the Antichrist, once he comes into the third temple, to stay in the temple, as Paul said to the Thessalonians, as God, my brother and sister. He's going to destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end, they all shall be with the flood. The flood is coming with such a great army that it's going to cover the mountain, the land, the valley. The Antichrist is coming with a huge party because at this time, China, Japan, and I don't know you who what you heard this week, I sent a brother a link. Several islands are joining with China. And I got some because including the Dominican Republic signed with China this past week. All these countries are joining China. Mexico is about to join China and Russia and them. Japan is also looking to join China and Russia and them. Most all major countries is joining them in the BRICS market. My brother and sister, it all happened so quickly that when you watch the news internationally, I was shocked this week when I saw it. While they sign off, it's all signed off. Country, Central America, Guatemala, Ecuador, Peru, Honduras, and much other, also signed up this past week with China, Russia, and all these countries. My brother and sister, I could not believe what I was seeing. It's all happened so quickly. My brother and sister, just as the word of God said. I mean, I was preaching about these things a month ago, 2 months ago, and a month later, boom. It's all coming to pass. All coming to pass. When we get to Revelation 11, I'm going to share more to Daniel 11, I'm sorry, more about these things. What other nations are going to join them? Because they're going to be as one. All Arabs are joining. Nations that would not be willing to join 10 years ago, they were fighting with each other, killing one another. Now they all have put down their arms, like Iraq and Iran, in order to join with Russia, China, and all of them. They have already joined, my brother and sister. Everything is happening quickly. I was preaching about this years ago. A lot of people say, you are crazy. That's never going to happen. Well, it's already happening. Incredible. That the word of God is just coming to pass right before our eyes. Amen. So again, we're going to share, okay, what is and the Antichrist is going to use all these nations also. This is the part that a lot of people don't know. The Antichrist will use all these nations. My brother and sister, because the final battle is against Jerusalem. It's against Israel. Okay? Keep Israel in prayer. Israel riots have been nonstop for weeks now. Okay? Wow. Netanyahu thought he can bring in basically international law. And the people have rebelled and said no. Okay? The Jewish people have always had their own law according to the Bible. And I don't know what happened when Netanyahu, Benjamin, that was introducing practically Babylonian law. And the people have rebelled and said, no, we're not going to allow this. And riot has been breaking like it's not tomorrow. A lot of Jewish and Arab have united against Netanyahu. A lot of people think it's a plan. Many of the elites, we'll see, only God knows. We need to keep them in prayer. Please pray for the Jewish people. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Very, very important. But the riots are violence there. Many people are going to kill with this violence. It is just, because the people, when they read their Bible and hear what God says in his word, and then see what men are doing, they know that they're opening the door for evil. Right now, and the way the government is going, is opening the door for the Antichrist. If we're not in the Great Tribulation, what are they doing opening the door to the Antichrist, to the men of sin? You see how easily the Antichrist comes, as Jesus said in Matthew 24, and said in the temple of God as God, who opens the door for that to happen? The leaders have to open the door. Well, they're already opening the door now, and this is why people are turning on violence, especially people that read the New Testament. 300 plus Jewish every week convert to Jesus, to Messianic Jewish. Okay, except Jesus as the Lord and Savior in Israel. Every single week, over 300 Jewish. This has been happening for over 20 years. There's a radio station, Christian from the United States, preaching there in Hebrew, in different language, to reach out to these people. And over 300 of them have been confessing the Lord, turning to Messiah. So you got millions, more than half a million, okay, half of the 6 million population of Israel turned to Messiah already. And these people are not going to stand, nor in the New Testament, opening the door to the men of sin, the Antichrist, to do that so easily. So they're rioting. They're rioting. And the government doesn't like it. They wish they can stop these people, but it's their own people, their own children, their own college students that are giving the life of the Lord. So there shouldn't be an outcome out of all this. But something Jesus said to them after the men of sin were sent in the Holy of Holy, he says that, then let them that be in Judea, flee to the mountain. The part of Judea, south of Israel, had not been inhabited until the last few years, last 10, 20 years. 10, 20 years ago, the land was completely kept without no building, nothing there. Or it was exploded in the last day, and all these people are moving there, mostly Christians, this part of Judea. And look what Jesus said to them, because this word will be for the last days. Let them that be in Judea flee to the mountain. Okay? They are closer to the left of the mountain, which they will have protection there. And the Lord said over 2,000 years ago, when these people will be there in Judea, to flee to the mountain. If this is not a coincidence. If this is not something that you can look and say, wow, wow, wow. 20 years ago, this land was uninhabited. For 20 years forward, it's completely being filled with people. And look what Jesus said to them. Let them that be in Judea flee to the mountain. No coincidence in the Word of God. Everything comes to pass 100%. Hallelujah. I say people write to me from Israel, family that listen to me live on the Lord's Hour. They said, Brother Elwick, how did you see that in the Word? I mean, we're listening to you live from Israel, your preaching, and it is so accurate according to, I just read it in the Bible. Yes, I see information, Jerusalem Post, sometime I had gone online and look at information, but, you know, I stick with the Word of God. I believe the Word of God. That's it. Let him that be in the house that not come down to take anything out of the house. They will be housed, the Lord say. Well, there was no house 20, 30 years ago. Now there's house. So those that will be in the house that, hallelujah, don't come down to take anything. Flee, he says. Neither let him that is in the field return back to take the clothes. Most of what that land is field. Field where people plantation land, open field. That's what it was. Let him that be in the field return not to take the clothes. My brother and sister, woe to them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. Pray that your fly will not be in winter, neither in the Sabbath day. Okay? Because some of this fly part gets a lot of snow. If it's in the winter, you can imagine how difficult it will be for them to flee, to run, especially praying woman with child. So, it's almost impossible. But the Lord warned them. Okay? He warned them. Let them be with child. Praise your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we come to the end of the teaching, my brother and sister. I hope it's been a blessing to you. It's been a blessing to me. Hallelujah. There's so much I can share about all this. Again, sometimes I like to bring map, bring some proof, just show people the proof of what I'm talking about, just so they can see. I didn't prepare no map for today. Last Sunday I did, the week before I did. Okay, I will continue to do that. I will bring more proof as I speak in the Word and literally bring people to the point and show them what I'm talking about. Like this part of Judea, I saw it on video, I saw it online. Okay, you can look it up in the map and see. My brother insisted how it was 20 years ago and how it is today. The land is being filled with people. My brother insisted the Word of God is accurate 100%. Let all men be lying, God truthful. God true, His Word is true. can always trust his word of what he said is going to happen. I talked about Iran 3 years ago here on this program. People say, oh, Iran will never be nothing. United States will take them out. And I said, nope, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry, but that's not going to happen. George Bush Jr. had the time to take out Iran. Did not do it. Obama had the chance. Obama helped him. Okay? No, all president that had the chance to take them out never did. Why? Because they find out it will be very difficult. Okay? My brother and sister, now it's 100 times more difficult to take out Iran. It's not going to happen until the Great Tribulation begin. Iran is in the Great Tribulation. They're going to be fighting in Psalm 83 against Israel. They will be part of the leadership. Russia has supplied all the warehouse with AI, fully automatic warehouse to make drones. I was talking about the drones. It was on the news yesterday. When I turned on my computer on the news, it was that the warehouses and the drone warehouses of Russia are very, very advanced, they were saying on the news. Okay? And they're sharing with China, with Iran, China sharing with Russia, but the Russians are better than the Chinese. I'm sure about that also. How do I know that? It's in the Bible. I share things in the Bible before it's on the news so people will see, and then it's confirmed by the news. My brother and sister, the AI of Russia is better than the one of China. Okay, a lot of people think that Russia will get the technology from China. I said, no. I stand on the word, my brother and sister. And then everything comes to pass, and we'll be able to prove more as we study the word of God. Well, we'll try to get more evidence and then compare it to the word and see that the word is 100% accurate. God just wants us to believe his word. I tell you, if you go on and you open up the Bible and you start questioning with doubt, everything the Bible said, it will not edify you. You won't grow spiritually. But if you believe every single word of the word of God, you begin to grow spiritually. God begin to speak to you and minister to your life and show you dreams and vision, reveal you his word. Jesus says to me, men think that they can know my word without my help. He said, that's impossible. Imagine people reading the Bible 1,000 times, and Jesus said it's impossible to know his word without his help. And that is true 100%, because he has the word. He revealed himself to whoever he wants. Okay, he's revealing himself to Daniel because Daniel is crying out to God.
90.
And God is loving unto Daniel and decides to reveal himself. Okay, it's only possible when he reveals himself to us, because he is the word of God, the living word. Well, my brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord Jesus Christ give you his shalom. Shalom, shalom.